Nolte, disgraced NBC equates GOP digital signature and Biden autopen in fake news blender. By John Nolte on July 15, 2025. Far-left NBC News thought it had a pretty sweet gotcha on its hands after its bombshell discovery that a leading Republican used a digital signature. In other words, this is today's reminder that we are blessed by the glaring ignorance, outright stupidity, and desperation of our enemies. Lead investigator into Biden's use of an autopen sign letters with a digital signature, reads the NBC News headline. House Oversight Committee Chair Representative James Comer, RKY, used a digital signature to send out letters and subpoena notices related to the Biden autopen investigation, reads the subheadline. Before I get to the opening paragraph, anyone who knows anything about how a digital signature and presidential autopen work already knows NBC News is in deep trouble here. These fake news tards either have no idea they are comparing hand grenades to little green apples, or they are so corrupted by partisanship they don't care. Representative James Comer, RKY, has been leading the probe into Joe Biden's cognitive state during his presidency, reads the lead paragraph, adding that Republicans alleging that Biden's occasional use of an autopen to sign documents, a practice other presidents have done as well, demonstrated that he wasn't fully in control or aware of what his administration was doing. Before we get to the facts, let's take a moment to examine just how partisan and desperate NBC must be to run a troll story like this. NBC News had zero interest in the Biden administration's abuse of the autopen. NBC News had zero interest in Biden's obvious cognitive decline. In fact, NBC News told us that 2024's Joe Biden was the best Joe Biden ever. NBC News has zero interest in Biden's decline and autopen abuse. Even after the news of his mental decline is no longer being covered up and no less than the far-left New York Times has verified the autopen was used improperly. Instead, NBC News is looking to smother a legitimate story into the Biden administration's autopen abuse with a story based on the false claim, everyone does it, so what's the big deal? Hey, if you're not interested in uncovering the truth about the abuse of the presidential autopen, if your only interest is in killing the story, then you are not a news outlet, you are the Democrat Party's Joseph Goebbels. And the most fascinating part of this is that the NBC News story is fake news. Here's the difference between a digital signature and a not open signature, and it is all the difference. A digital signature requires verification that the person signing is indeed the person signing. A digital signature, with all of its checks, balances, and verification processes, only means that someone used a computer to sign a document instead of a pen. But an autopen is a machine anyone can use to sign something. And there's no question Comer's signature is a legitimate signature, meaning it's something authorized by Comer. There is no story here. But even the New York Times has raised questions about the validation of the Biden autopen signatures. And Comer is not suffering from some form of cognitive decline where he can easily be taken advantage of. But Biden was suffering cognitive decline and could have been easily taken advantage of. Boy, Democrats sure got it good. Anyway, enjoy the ratio, NBC News. The slow suicide of your credibility continues to be glorious. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.